A New York hedge fund has made an offer to acquire one of the country's last big independent newspaper chains. Alden Global Capital has its sights on Lee Enterprises, and many journalists and union leaders aren't happy about it because Alden Global has a reputation for cost-cutting, including layoffs, at other publications it owns. Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. He's following all of this. Hi, Robin.
Hey, how are you?
Good. So Lee owns nearly 350 publications in 26 states, including one where you are in Richmond, Virginia. Why is Alden Global Capital interested in buying it?
Alden has this niche in buying newspapers at depressed valuations. Their fundamentals and stock prices have slumped for more than a decade now. And then riding, even accelerating their terminal decline and extracting cash flow along the way while, you know, jettisoning staff and real estate. This is not about the pursuit of Pulitzers. It's about squeezing more cash out of what it sees as a, you know, declining commodity assets.
It's just what they do. And the president of the News Guild Union accused Alden of lying about caring for local news, said the Vulture Fund shouldn't be allowed to own any newsrooms, period. Remind us, what is a hedge fund? And why, as you've been saying, he should be worried?
Well, hedge funds are out there seeking, risk-adjusted returns, absolute returns for their investors. And in this case, Alden feels like it's found a corner of the market where it could wring out returns where others can't or don't want to. And if you judge it by its record, you look at what happened when it emerged victorious for Tribune, which owns the Chicago Tribune and Baltimore Sun. The buyout letters hit desks immediately after these deals closed. Press release platitudes aside, Alden is pretty cold-eyed about it. It's kind of, you know, efficient private equity hedge fund capitalism. If we don't buy these newspapers, they'll just continue treading water and leaving profitability on the table. I encourage listeners to read the recent Atlantic feature on Alden's MO.
Well, you know, it seems pretty clear. And I mean, they haven't. Are they saying that they're doing this because they believe in local journalism and want to save the paper?
Yeah, I mean, they throw out some lines in that in the press release that we kind of, you know, we're able to do this. But, you know, I'm asking around and it's pretty clear case. It's clear cut if you look at what they have done in these newspapers that this is about financial ledger domain.
Right.
Newspapers that have not innovated profitably going to digital are now facing a reckoning in the end game.
Yeah, some of the papers that Lee Enterprises owns were once the property of billionaire Warren Buffett. And because of declines in advertising, he's described many newspapers as toast. He offloaded them, obviously. In May, Alden Global Capital bought the Tribune Publishing Company. Tribune journalists campaigned to stop the takeover. They were unsuccessful. I mean, are we headed for Alden Global Capital buying Lee and then selling off the printing presses?
Yeah, I mean, I know this sounds grim, but it makes a lot of sense for Alden Capital, which has been rolling up papers left and right. If you add Lee to its portfolio, they're going to be catapulted to circulation just behind Gannett, the number one, which sells upward of 8.5 million copies a day. And that would then presumably make McClatchy, a smaller hedge fund-owned rival that has the Miami Herald, looking dearer to the likes of Alden. So this is decidedly about profit extraction and managing the decline.
Yeah. Oh, people, buy a print newspaper. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin.